a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Counseling on Demand. I am Fred Riley, the best down therapist. Thank you for joining us today. So today we're going to talk about de-stressing at night. There's a lot of stress that comes in at nighttime, and I work with a lot of people, see a lot of people that are just having trouble turning their minds down, and there's a lot of different reasons for that. Sometimes we have insomnia, where our mind doesn't necessarily think of certain things, but we're having trouble turning off, and other times our mind is just really busy. And so today we're going to talk about some just something to do with the things that are on your mind to de-stress and allow yourself to get into sleep. As a matter of fact, there's a recent study that kind of backs up this technique I've been using for a few years. But before we get into that, let's talk a little bit, as we always do, let's talk a little bit about how the mind works. So the mind, when I worked at the University of Utah, I worked in the neuropsych lab, and we found that your brain can attend to four major events at a time. So four major events. In other words, the mind doesn't have an endless amount of ability to attend to things, and so it selects the things that needs to attend to by priority, by the things that are the most significant, most important. And as we get ready to go to sleep, for example, our mind is worried that we're going to lose those things because obviously as we go to sleep, we're shifting our attention away, and the mind is having trouble settling down. It's like, if I don't think about this, I'm going to lose it. Okay, so in these studies we did up at the University of Utah, we learned that, we can only attend to four things. And one way to look at the brain and how it works with this attention is it's actually illustrated through a flight tower. So imagine that you're in charge, you're working in the flight tower at the airport, and the things that you're trying to remember, the things that you have on a list, let's imagine that those are airplanes. And what we're learning about attention is that it's like being air traffic control in the flight tower without having numbers assigned to these airplanes, without having any way to recognize these airplanes. And what we've found is that you can have an air traffic controller without this, you can only attend to so many planes. So as you're getting ready to sleep, imagine that you're trying to attend to play air traffic control with your thoughts, and we're not able to really track them. And so most people, they can track on a simulated scene where there's airplanes coming in. They can track one airplane at 100%, pretending to be air traffic control. They can track two planes at about 100%. But by the time we get into tracking the flight patterns in a simulated scene of four or more planes, then we start to lose track of those trains and we get down to like an 80% failure rate. We're just not able to track the patterns of these planes that take flight. Well, imagine all the different things we're trying to de-stress from, the things that we're holding on to in our mind, and we're trying to track what we need to do at work. We're trying to track what we need to do in the morning. We're trying to track all these different things. So we lose track very easily. We're not very good at playing air traffic control with our thoughts. So understanding how the mind works helps us understand something that we can do. So what we're going to do is we're going to take just a brief break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about just a simple task and a study that tells us how effective this task is at helping us de-stress and get to sleep. Okay, welcome back from the break. So we just took a brief look at how the brain works in terms of attending to things and compared it to kind of being an air traffic controller. And remember, we talked about how when we get up to a simulated event where we have four or five planes, if you will, we lose track of these flight patterns and we don't do a very good job of tracking what's going on. And these airplanes that we're talking about are being compared to our thoughts. And so many people, you know, we're talking about having trouble falling asleep. And there's a study that just was done within the last couple of weeks. And what they did is they had two groups of people. One group, what the group was assigned was to write down, before they went to bed, they were to write down all the things they accomplished during the day. And then try to get into a state of sleep. And then the next group was to write down a list of all the things they were to get done the next day. So, of course, what happened was they found that those that wrote down the items of things from the day of that they accomplished, they were able to get to sleep, but it didn't relieve the stress. It didn't relieve the stress enough to say, oh, I'm so glad I got that done. What's happening is those that wrote down the assignments of things for them to do tomorrow, in other words, they're kind of labeling these planes in the sky or these planes in their brain. When they labeled those on a piece of note paper and put it next to their bed, they realized, okay, that these people fell asleep faster. They were able to go to bed knowing that they had a plan, that they had these thoughts in order, they had them labeled, and when they got up in the morning, they would know right where they were. So I've been asking clients for years to try to offload a little bit by saying, okay, you know what, there's nothing that I can do tonight about these things, and in order to help myself know that I'm going to get onto these things right away, I'm going to track them right now, I'm going to write them down, and they'll be right there waiting for me. And what we've found is that people come in reporting that that makes a huge difference in their ability to shut down and go to sleep. They're not trying to track anymore. They're not worrying about what they missed. And they're not missing the fact that they had to stew all night about it. They're saying, hey, I can let that go. And they actually fall asleep in confidence that those things are going to be there waiting for them. So this is just a brief, quick episode on saying, hey, one element of de-stressing is writing this stuff down, using your awareness of your brain and how it works and saying, you know what, I'm not going to stay up all night and try to remember something. I'm going to go to sleep the right way, allowing my brain to relax and giving my thoughts a place to be. So I'm going to encourage you to try this out. See if you sleep better, and you will. I am Fred Riley, the Best Damn Therapist. For help on this and other ideas, please feel free to contact us. We'd love to see you. Contact us or find us online at gettingbacktolife.com. That's getting back, the number 2, life.com.